There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free here, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, joining you in studio, it's Ian
Cantwell
and Mark.
And we are continuing here, we're into hour number two. We're going to take your calls, of course, about anything coming up. Cantwell will inform us that Google wants to check your facts if you have a website, which sounds kind of scary. Plus, just a moment ago, we played some audio from a courtroom in what is apparently Douglas County, and I believe that is in Washington State, because it is Gavin Syme, who we've had on the show in the past, talking about standing up for his rights at a police checkpoint. I think it was actually Border Patrol checkpoint. It's been a while since I've reviewed that. But anyway, that's kind of what put him on my radar, and I saw I'd subscribed to his YouTube channel, and I saw this header here, Patriots stand up and defy tyranny in the courtroom. And I got to say, I'm no fan of the term patriot. I mean, I think that nationalism and flag waving, it doesn't really do much for me. But I understand that there are a lot of people who are sort of into the idea of the Constitution. And I used to be one of those people. So I can empathize with this. I can sort of put myself in Gavin's shoes here.
Right. I mean, if you're going to have a set of rules that you're going to call the highest law in the land, you probably should follow them. Right? Like, I'm for the Constitution in that way. I don't think it goes far enough in some areas as far as the creation of human liberty, and I think that it, you know, we've seen what happens after 230-something years of having the Constitution, so, like, we've had it shot. But I support people who want the bureaucrats to follow the Constitution. I'm just kind of the opinion that the Constitution's there to give cover to the bureaucrats and their behavior. And, like, most people don't really consider it to be effective, if you know what I mean?
Clearly, well, yeah, but if that's what they're using for cover, then, you know, then it should cover what they're doing, right?
Sure.
If they're doing something that's wholly outside the realm of this Constitution that they purport gives them this authority, then even if we are willing to accept that the Constitution has some legitimacy as a social contract or whatever people want to call it, well, then once you step outside of that boundary, well, now you really are just a bunch of criminals. Now you really are just a bunch of people using force, because if you say that your authority derives from this Constitution, if you believe that your authority derives from this document, then once you act outside of its limitations, well, now even by your own standards, you're just a guy with a gun forcing people.
So it's a fascinating video. It's 15 minutes long. I'm going to put the whole article up that is fairly detailed about what actually was going on there. And, again, you can review that at your leisure. Let's go to Don. He's in Georgia. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Mark.
We live in a free country, and I have the government's permission to say so.
There you go.
Hey,
what do you want to share tonight?
It,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, as far as your Constitution discussion goes, the government can't legislate freedom. That comes from, you know, our existence. But the thing that I wanted to ask, and I ask this with all sincerity, and I always ask this whenever I see people posting things, you know, online. All these folks that are open carrying and they're antagonizing, you know, the police, either, you know, in confronting the police or whatnot. But then whenever they confront the police and the police tell them to give them, you know, to hand over their guns, they always do. And then they get arrested and then they get put in jail. I want to know why people are open carrying if they're not willing to use their weapons when their rights are violated, regardless if the person violating their rights is wearing a costume and a shiny little badge or not.
As an open carrier myself, who does find himself in clashes with bureaucrats from time to time, I will answer that question very simply in the realm of reality, that you do it because you don't want to get killed. I mean, if you want,
it's practical.
If you want to put up a fight, if you want to continue the battle against tyranny in America, well, then you better stay alive. And if you carry your gun, first to carrying the gun in the first place, people are less apt to screw with you when you have a gun on your hip, in large part. So carrying the gun,
unless it's a policeman.
Not necessarily. Look, police don't want to get shot either. They don't know if you're going to shoot them or not. So they will think twice. Look, they see a gun on your hip. They will think twice before messing with you, just like anybody else. These are human beings. They are not above fear. And so it does make them think twice before they tangle with you, I do believe.
Have you been harassed by the police yourself, Don?
Well, yeah. So I mean, the idea is that I don't. So I live in Georgia. I mean, you can buy a gun out of a vending machine in Georgia, right?
So they have a gun vending machine in Georgia?
I think it's a slight exaggeration, but he's making his point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So open carry in Georgia is not a big deal. But my point is, and so we don't get that kind of harassment in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
I see videos all over the country of people, you know, open carrying their sidearms and even their long arms, right, on the street, and they say they're doing it to exercise their Second Amendment protected rights. And then the first people that confront them and threaten them are law enforcement, and then they
sure.
readily hand over their guns.
Because when you're carrying a gun, you really have to think twice about disobeying law enforcement. If they think that you're a threat and you have a gun, like I said, these people, I do believe that it'll prevent them from screwing with you in the first place in a lot of cases. But once they decide to screw with you, once they've crossed that line, he's still got that fear. And fear can lead to violence. So if you've got a situation where a guy is afraid that you're going to kill him and he's got a gun, well, you might want to defuse that situation pretty rapidly, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, what would the point be of going out blasting over this? I mean, do they get their guns handed back to them in these videos?
What's the point of open carrying then?
I think that open carrying is a couple
of deterrent.
Right. I mean, well, you know, like it's and an exercise of a right that, you know, probably should exist or mm-hmm. whatever. People believe that it should exist. It's certainly quantified in the Second Amendment. So, you know, if you don't practice the right, then it kind of goes away. Open carrying wasn't really a thing back in the 80s, and now it's kind of a thing. And, you know, the police are sort of getting more used to it.
I mean, it sounds like you're covering a little bit, Don, for, you know, not actually asking straight out, why aren't these guys blasting cops? I mean, that's kind of what your question is, right?
No,
it sounds to me. Go ahead.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I'm a believer in self defense, not aggression. Okay, I mean that's just common sense. But
what you're saying is, why don't they blast the cops after the cops try to take the guns from them?
No, why don't they defend? No, because they say that they're open carrying in an exercise of their Second Amendment protected right, because rights are natural, right? They're inalienable. So they're saying that they're open carrying in an exercise of their Second Amendment right, but then when that right is challenged, they acquiesce to it. They don't defend that right.
Because the only way
by blasting the cops,
exactly.
Right? That's what you're not
what
saying.
Ian's getting at. So I mean, it's what you can have it one of two ways, bud. You can either say don't defend your right and give up the gun, or you could say defend the right by blowing the cop away
and being
dead.
I
don't entirely disagree with the sentiment of hey, they're coming to take your guns, blow them away. I get that, and I don't entirely disagree with you as like a moral philosophical
sure.
thing, as a tactical situation, as a guy who's in that position. Well. You're dealing with a situation where there's an armed man who absolutely will shoot at you. So if you are going to avoid the gunfight, then you have to do what the armed man says.
Because
the alternative is to kill the guy.
The armed man will call other armed men and likely has already called the other armed men prior to the contact.
I mean,
so the other armed men know that he's there, and if he doesn't call back within a few minutes, the other armed men will come anyway.
And that's fine. So what is accomplished by open carrying then when you readily give up your arms?
What is accomplished is, first of all, if you're seeing this on YouTube, first of all, let's just be frank about this. If you're seeing it on YouTube, the goal was to get YouTube hits, right? The goal was to get people to see this. So the
Make
goal,
aware, people aware of the
right.
situation.
So we're creating propaganda is what we're doing. So we're going out with a gun, and a police officer is confronting us about our gun, and we're going to have a conversation with the police officer about the gun, right? Now, if we want to have the conversation with the police officer, and a lot of times, you got to hand the gun over first, because if you don't, the guy will whack you. He'll off you in the middle of the street, and you're not going to be able to collect your AdSense revenue then.
Yeah, I mean, this is really simple, Don. It's you're exercising your rights, but rights obviously are not inalienable. They're aliened all the time. That's if I can even use that term that way.
No, they're inalienable.
Just because you say so, just because you stamp your feet and say so, doesn't make it true. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You just keep repeating yourself over and over again, and maybe the cops will start believing you.
Well, the right may be inalienable, but they'll take it away from you.
There's more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Rights are just an idea. People need to agree on them.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Americans in 1787 were skeptical of the proposed U.S. Constitution. It proposed a much stronger national government than they were used to, and although the new government's powers were limited, Americans knew that government often breaks promises. A Bill of Rights, Thomas Jefferson said, was something everyone was entitled to against every government on earth. So supporters of the new system pledged that, if it were approved, Congress's first act would be to adopt a Bill of Rights as an extra safeguard against abuses, and they kept that promise on December 15, 1791. The Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, along with government's limited powers, remind us that the Constitution was not written to make government more efficient, but to protect us against government and to secure our natural rights to life, liberty, and property. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. All totally free. freetalklive.com.
There's a project in development down in southern Chile, and I think it's worth checking out. If you've thought about the idea of, maybe having a place outside the United States in case things get really bad or moving for liberty or something like that, just check it out. It's called Fort Galt, and it offers affordable accommodations for those looking to establish a little home base outside the country. It's not a sprawling valley of vast estates or anything like that. It just basically looks like a condo building or a ski resort and has some pretty cool common amenities like a maker space full of tools and a restaurant, a bunch of places to relax and socialize. It's kind of like a Liberty Resort. There's only room for about 100 people, so don't wait until the place is full. Check it out for yourself at FortGalt.com, www.FortGalt.com. And, I think that this is really kind of cool. People that believe in the ideas of liberty, many of them are concerned about what might happen in the United States as far as economically, maybe the, maybe borders get closed, that kind of thing. And Fort Galt gives you a place to go. FortGalt.com. Check them out.
All right, so toll-free number is 855-453. Maybe you want to comment on the open carry situation. The question our last caller was asking was, well, what's the point of open carry if you are just going to allow your rights to be taken away? The suggestion being that open carriers should... this is what I thought. Mark, your interpretation was different, that the open carrier should blast away once the cops demand they hand over their firearms because their rights are being violated, and there's only one way to defend your rights from being violated, and that is to use defensive force.
Well, what he was saying was this, why do they give up their weapons? I mean, if they're brave enough to wear a gun on their hip and a police officer comes over and they have inalienable rights, why do they give up their gun, which is an inalienable right, to the police officer? Well, I mean, the obvious answer to that is that somebody's going to end up dead, especially the person who doesn't give up their gun. The person who does not give up their gun when a police officer asks for the gun to be given up is going to die.
Because that officer can use his gun without consequence.
There may be a dead cop or two along the way, but that person's going to die. So the answer to that is because they will die. It's an obvious answer. The way he was harping on the question certainly makes it sound like he wants someone to die. Mm-hmm. The question is does he want cops to die or does he want people who open carry guns on their hips to die?
I'm not sure he had really thought it through all the way. It seemed to me as though he were really confused about the outcome of this thing. And I would point out, by the way, that look, in a gunfight between you and a cop, it's not a foregone conclusion that the cop wins. Like you know, you're a man with a gun, he's a man with a gun. He is not invincible, he is not above fear. There's any number of different things that can happen. They bleed just like us, believe me when I tell you.
Sure, but there's more of them than there are of you.
But you know, the odds are certainly against you, and they've got a lot more friends than you and I do.
Oh, yeah. And as I pointed out, likely dispatch knows that cop is on the way to investigate someone who's open carrying a firearm, and so there's probably other cops who are in the vicinity, if not already en route to that situation. So even if you do win the first gun battle,
You got, you got a few more in for you. My revolver only holds five shots. So,
yeah, I think that, you know, it's not easy defending your rights. I mean, we just played video footage of Gavin Stein in a court with several other people. There were three arrests, by the way. We didn't play the entire 15 minutes. The first arrest happens in the beginning of his brother. Then Gavin gets arrested. Then his dad steps up and actually says, look, arrest me. These cops are telling his dad, you need to either leave the courtroom or sit down. And the dad's like, well, you're just going to have to arrest me. And the cops keep trying. They keep trying to get him to do one of those other two options. They don't want to arrest him on video, at the very least, because there are multiple people recording video of this. And the dad just stands firm. And he says, well, you know, I'm not going to do either of those things, so you need to go ahead and arrest me. And so they put his dad in handcuffs and charge him as well with, you know, disorderly conduct and apparently contempt of court. I do have the story here. But so, you know, that's what... This is, you know, they're trying to stand up for their rights, but in order to do that in a peaceful manner, you're likely going to end up having some handcuffs put on you or having your gun taken away temporarily as the cops check it out.
You can imagine this conflict if the guys are armed, right? Like, imagine that this is something that's happening in a, you know, when they haven't gone through a metal detector. Imagine they hadn't gone through a metal detector and they wind themselves up in this conflict, right? If you're talking about these guys are carrying guns, the cops are carrying guns, and things escalate to this point that the cops are going to start throwing handcuffs on people. Mm-hmm. You can imagine that a guy who doesn't want to give up his gun, well, and you can see in the video there, they're forcing this guy, they're pushing him, they're physically manhandling him. If you're carrying a gun, they don't do that. They are not going to physically manhandle an armed guy. They're gonna gun you down if it gets to the point that they're willing to use force against you. So, well, I can understand his premise that, hey, what was the point of carrying the gun? We explained that to him. The point of carrying the gun was the display initially. Once it gets to a point where somebody's going to use force at you, you know, you get into a violent conflict with a gun on your hip, you just plain cannot do it.
You open carrying is not going to defeat the state. You open carrying is not going to restore rights to their inalienable capacity. You open carrying is just sending a message. You're sort of putting it out there that you are willing to defend yourself and others, presumably, and that criminals who aren't wearing badges, other criminals who see that person open carrying will certainly think twice if they're going to rob the place that you happen to be standing in line at,
for instance, you're also normalizing the behavior of carrying guns.
Certainly. Yeah, that too. And up here in New Hampshire, it's not uncommon to see somebody open carrying, but it's not common either, I guess. And in other places, of course, completely unusual, and there will be multiple calls to the police made.
Right. In New York, I mean, you can get a concealed carry permit in New York if you're not Christopher Cantwell, but there is no, other than being a police officer, there is no such thing as open carry in New York. You cannot get a permit to openly carry your weapon because they don't want people to think of guns as being normal. It's as much propaganda as it is anything. So,
yeah, and the you know, the attitude towards guns here in New Hampshire is something pretty unusual. There were multiple gun hearings. Actually, this was one of the days you didn't make it to Concord. There were multiple hearings about gun rights in Concord recently, and it's interesting listening to how even the people who want to restrict gun rights are behaving in New Hampshire. They have to couch everything they say in terms like, well, I grew up with guns and I understand, you know, the right to bear arms, but, you know,
they have to make themselves look reasonable, whereas in New York you can just get up and say, ban all guns immediately, they're terrible, they kill children, and people buy it.
Well, yeah, they're halfway there, right? I mean, they're almost to that point in New York. And here they're just trying to put, like, one of them, the bills that they were testifying about was something that would further restrict private sales at gun shows or something. I guess some people are like going into the parking lot at gun shows and selling guns privately or something like that without paperwork. So they would want some sort of paperwork on those sales. And so there was, you know, a 2-hour long hearing where all kinds of people from both sides of the issue, you know, the angry moms against guns and then a bunch of people in favor of gun rights got up and testified. And so all of the testimony against gun rights was still couched in the idea that guns are important to New Hampshire and that, you know, even these Democrats or whoever it is that was testifying, you know, their parents had guns. And so it's just a completely different culture up here. And of course, the more liberty-oriented people we can get here, the less likely any of this stuff is ever going to have a chance of passing. And I don't expect any of these things to pass this particular time around. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about the courtroom shenanigans here in a moment. Plus, Google wants to check your facts on your website. Sounds scary.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here to bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
Check out more of Chris Cantwell on his website, ChristopherCantwell.com. What's the latest blog, Chris?
The latest one that's up there is titled no such thing as neutral. And it was pertaining not only to net neutrality, but the idea that people don't have biases, that basically everybody has an opinion on something, and that'll sort of feed into this Google thing that we'll talk about in a little while. Okay. I look for biased news sources who admit their bias, so that I can understand the context of what I'm reading, and that when people tell me that they are being neutral, they are most likely being dishonest.
That's how could they be, right?
Yeah. So I don't buy it, you know. So I made the example of, you've got like, you know, MSNBC is, you know, a left-wing outlet, and pretty much I think most people know that when they go and they go look at it.
We know Fox is the opposite.
We know that Fox is a bunch of war propagandists.
And I should have said the opposite. I shouldn't have said that, because MSNBC and Fox are not the opposite. They are, you know, leftist and conservative, but those things aren't the opposite of each other.
Fox is a bunch of fake conservatives anyway, but the notion is that they have these biases, right? And then you go to CNN, and CNN sort of tries to pretend that they don't have any biases, right? That they're saying, hey, we're going to be the centrist news network. And that's complete nonsense, right? We know that CNN is spouting off about all sorts of government policies, and how are you going to look at a position and you say, 100 Christians were beheaded by ISIS in the Middle East today, and I have absolutely no opinion on that whatsoever, right? It's just completely nonsense, you know? You at the very least expressed that you thought that this was newsworthy. So don't tell me that you're neutral.
You can read that and more over at ChristopherCantwell.com, and you can join Free Talk Live and in person, coming up at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 28th and 29th, the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's happening at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. Keynote speakers will include George Gilder. He's a world-famous investor, economist, and author, plus IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Sambalan Nair, will be flying in from India. In addition, other great speakers, including Vitalik Buterin, Robert Murphy, Jason King, David Johnston. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, get your tickets, and use code FTL. You'll save $25 off the already very affordable $150 admission price. TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. It was great last year. It's going to be even better, I suspect, this time around. Plus, it'll be featuring the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. So don't miss the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 28th and 29th. And that will be coming up just around the corner. We're talking about 3-ish weeks away. Get your tickets to get that $25 discount. And also another $25 of your ticket price will go to Sean's Outpost, a great Bitcoin-based charity helping homeless folks in Florida. TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll see you in late March in Austin. David is in Mississippi via Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
We're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hey, so y'all were talking about the gun show loophole a minute ago, and you made the comment that it was like guys out in the parking lot selling guns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not really that they're talking about. Not that I'm against people having private sales. I mean, all the gun shows I've been to, it was pretty much, and I've been to a few around here, our Libertarian Party here in my county. We try and get a booth whenever we go there and
Ian used to work the gun show booth for the Libertarian Party of Sarasota.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of fun.
It wasn't until somebody dropped a gun and it went off. That was kind of scary.
Whoa.
Otherwise, yeah, I had a good time. nobody got shot, thankfully, in that incident. But, so go ahead. What was the loophole detail that you wanted to share?
Well, what it is that it's usually like in the actual gun show when they do it. And it's, I mean, I've done it. I walked in with an SKS slung over my shoulder, and there's a guy at the door, a security guy, and he just checks the chamber, checks the mag, and puts a little, like a flag down the bore, and, you're good to go, and you can just walk in and sell it.
Yeah, how else would you carry it in, right?
Well,
you can't do that in every state, right? Because New York, for instance, likely that's not going to happen.
No way that you can do that. In New York, there's no such thing as like a private party sale. You have to go through an FFL.
That's the loophole that they're referring to, though. And, I mean, you could come from any state.
Also might be different. You're talking about
different states.
Yeah, the different states have different rules. I mean, it sounds to me as though they're concerned. But, yeah, I mean, the idea being that if you're at a gun show, then you can make a private party sale. Now, in New Hampshire, there's not any prohibition on that to begin with. I can sell anybody I want my gun.
I've heard that you have to know the person personally. Now, what that means, I'm not real sure. But that, from what I've heard, is the only restriction on a private sale in New Hampshire.
I believe you can't just
sell it on Craigslist and then, have somebody just show up and buy it.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, we've got the...
Sorry? What was that,
David? You could do that here in Mississippi.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
Either you have to find out that the person is a resident of New Hampshire, is what I believe it is, the person is known to you. So the problem would be that, I can't go sell a gun. If a Massachusetts resident comes into New Hampshire and I just sell him a gun and he gets caught or something like that, I could get jammed up, right?
Gotcha.
But the idea being that, if my next-door neighbor or, somebody on Craigslist, because we've got the big New Hampshire gun garage sale or something like that, a Facebook group and different things like that. So we are arranging private sales with strangers on the internet in New Hampshire, and I believe that that's totally legal. But you have to either know that the person is a resident of New Hampshire, like getting a driver's license or something like that, or you have to have the person be known to you already.
Okay.
You're a stranger on the internet. You make it sound so terrible.
David, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, talking about our little thing down here. We're in Mississippi. We're having some stuff come up on the ballot. Legalization of marijuana is one of them.
Oh,
they're
really?
Doing a referendum.
Is that for 2016 or 2015?
Yeah.
2016.
Yeah, we don't have a 2015 election.
All right, very good. We've got them every year here in New Hampshire.
we don't have
referendums here, I don't believe, which is kind of like.
So what do you think?
Cool,
do you think that Mississippi is ready for full-on legalized marijuana? Are the voters going to vote it in? What's the percentage they have to go by?
It's already a parking ticket for less than an ounce.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Are you trying to get a referendum, or this is already going to be a referendum? Because getting that kind of thing on the ballot is a pretty big challenge in a lot of cases.
No, I think they've gotten all the signatures and stuff.
Fantastic, man. Good. So let us know how it goes, David, and thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
They can still get you with the, even if you have the signatures, by saying, oh, yeah, no, these signatures aren't valid.
Well, of course they're going to try to do that, but I think what he was suggesting was that, they made it. So, good for them. Let's go to Nathan in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys. Hey. I was wondering what you think about the case of Brian Aitken, because you were discussing, open carrying and, what you would do as an activist if you were in some kind of situation with law enforcement.
Who is Brian Aitken?
He is a resident of New Jersey, or was, and he was interviewed on the Lions of Liberty podcast just last week. And he had this basically, he was arrested in New Jersey for possession of firearms. And he has this whole interview where he talks about it. He basically had some three legal unloaded firearms in his car that he was, using to move. And his mother thought he sounded distraught or something and called the police. And so on his way out the door, essentially, he got a call from a police officer saying, well, sir, we demand that you return home and do this and that.
What?
Eventually, he wound up spending 4 months in prison, 7-year prison sentence. Chris Christie commuted his sentence.
I'm just kind of shocked by this. So, hold on. The dude was going to leave New Jersey.
I think he was moving to a different place in New Jersey, but I'm not sure exactly. Because
his mom called the cops on him, saying her son was distraught, as though the police are somehow going to make that less likely.
Like they're suicide counselors. Counselors with guns.
And then the dude actually did what the cops asked him to do, which was essentially come meet them somewhere.
To return to the home and discuss something.
We're holding your mother hostage. Get over here, boy.
I want to know what you want us to comment on exactly here in a moment. Stand by, Nathan. More on the way. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We are on Liberty Forum Eve. That means the event will be kicking off tomorrow in Manchester. And I'm excited. It's yet another year of Liberty Forum. We've been there ever since the beginning, broadcasting Free Talk Live, live from the event. It is, I think, one of the premier Liberty events in the world. People from all around, likely the globe, will be in attendance at Liberty Forum. And you can join us there. We'll look forward to seeing you. NHLibertyForum.com is where you can go to learn more about it. It's not too late to get your tickets. And, of course, you probably have to walk up and buy them. I don't know if you can buy them online at this point, but there's going to be room for you because they've moved the Liberty Forum to the largest hotel and event space in New Hampshire.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, at the Radisson Hotel. It's a big place. I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, Manchester was also the place where over the last few years there would be parties that would happen during Liberty Forum, but they'd happen in Manchester. So people would drive from Nashua to Manchester. Now they'll just have to drive down the street to go to some of these parties. So that'll be helpful for folks. And you can, of course, fly into Manchester and just grab a cab to the hotel, which will reduce travel costs for people. So all in all, this is, I think, the right move for them. And looking forward to seeing how it pans out this weekend. We'll be broadcasting live every single night over at you can get more information at NHLibertyForum.com. And, of course, we'll be live as normal on FreeTalkLive.com and LRN.FM. As we go back to Nathan in Texas. Nathan, you called about a guy named Brian Aiken from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And, Chris, you pulled up some details on this man's arrest and his case. Did you want to share those?
Yeah, so I'll summarize here. Okay. I've got the Wikipedia article up here, and I was a little bit confused because what Nathan was saying is that he was charged with legally having guns. And so as a guy who's studied a little bit of law, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me that a guy gets convicted of not breaking a law. In New Jersey, apparently, there are certain exceptions, right? You're allowed to transport your guns as you're moving from one residence to another, for example. But if you were just sort of, riding around with some guns in your trunk, apparently you can go to jail for that in New Jersey.
And that's apparently what he was doing, was going from one house to another house.
Right. And there's some controversy that the judge apparently told the jury in his trial that you are not to consider whether or not you think he was moving. But this is a very specific exemption to the laws in New Jersey, which may be why Governor Christie gave him clemency. And so that's where a bunch of the controversy comes from here. New Jersey, I think, even makes New York look tame when it comes to gun control. They're really, really sick about it. I mean,
they're a mess.
Yeah. But the situation was basically that he was transporting the weapons in a legal manner. The judge specifically told the jury not to consider if it was an exemption, is what I'm reading in Wikipedia, and that just reeks of corruption. And this judge was one of very few who was not reappointed to his life term. He was dismissed. There was apparently another case that drew some controversy to him, that he had acquitted a law enforcement officer who is accused of, as Wikipedia puts it, molesting some cats. That he was charged with animal cruelty.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and the judge acquitted him, and the guy was later picked up on some high number of charges, I want to say 22 unrelated charges, including sexual assault, endangering the welfare of a child, and official misconduct. So it's not entirely clear why this judge was dismissed, but there's some controversy as to if he was dismissed because of the Aiken case or it was because of finding this officer not guilty and then the officer coming back with all these charges, including damaging a kid.
So, Nathan, and that gives us a little more information. You were asking us what we thought, but I'm not sure what exactly you want us to comment on. This seems like a fairly complicated matter.
Right. Well, before I get to that, I want to encourage anyone who's interested to listen to the Lions of Liberty interview, because the Wiki article, it really doesn't do the mistreatment he suffered any justice. The prosecutor and the judge were sort of out to get him from the beginning.
Yep.
The police even wrote a charge that doesn't exist on his arrest papers, like possessing unregistered firearms when there is no such charge, and then they were vindictive and tried to come after him even more after he took it to the media. It was really a mess.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to find out that Wikipedia isn't exactly jumping to this guy's defense here. I mean, Wikipedia, I've commented on them before. There's a lot of pro-government left-wing sentiment in the editors over there, and I don't trust them to be the most impartial of sources.
I would say, however, that if you have a family member and you're worried about them, the last thing you should do is call the police to help them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's some other option. Let's look at some other options here, because this started out when Mom said, he sounds like he might be a little depressed. I'm going to send over an armed psychological counselor to help him.
And the other thing is what I was reading here is that his mother had called 911 but then hung up. He was concerned about her son for whatever reason, and she hung up. The police were responding to a drop 911. They were calling return. They were responding to a hang up. And then when they asked her about it, and she said, well, I was calling you because of this. And then they were like, okay, well, now we've got to go and get this guy's mental state. And they talked to him, and they said, and they originally told him that he was free to go. And then they called him back, and they said, we're issuing an order to have you picked up because we need to determine your mental state. And it was only then that he sort of went and turned himself in and was like, what is this all about? At which point they searched the car and they found the gun. So it was there was a lot of stuff, even as far as the Wikipedia thing went. I was trying to summarize it very briefly, obviously, because we were limited on time. But, you know, it really, even from the short summary that I got there, it was really messed up. If you want to find out more about it, the guy's name is spelled A-I-T-K-E-N, and you can find out more about him.
So what did you, I'm still curious, Nathan, what did you want us to weigh in on?
So Cantwell got to it, which was the initial 911 call is what I'm curious about. The way he told it in the interview, he said that, well, like you say, his mother called 911, hung up. He was in his car with the legally possessed handguns that were not loaded in his car when he received a call from the police officer who had responded. And the police officer first asked him or requested him to return, and he said no, and then he hung up. Then the policeman called back and said, okay, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way.
Well, they originally, according to what I just read, they specifically told him that he was not legally required to come back on the first call. Then they called him back and said that he was.
In the interview, he said that in the second call, the cop threatened him and said, you can either come back or we'll start some kind of statewide manhunt for
you. All points bulletin.
So I'm curious what would you, because he said in the interview he regrets his decision, which to me
to go back.
Says he would, which to me says he would have chosen, I guess, to continue on to his destination. So I'm curious what you guys think about
it.
How would you act in that situation?
You know, look, I mean, when you're in a position where the police are threatening to start a manhunt, there's certainly a certain temptation to go back and deal with it. And as we understand here, he was doing something that, by all appearances, was completely legal, so he didn't really think he had anything to fear. It sounds to me that the first phone call, it was just like, look, it's a hassle. I'm not required to do it, so I'm not going to do it. When they said, we're threatening you to do it, then he was like, okay, well, I guess, you know, if you're going to use force against me, then I'll come and return. But in hindsight, it certainly seems like he would have been a lot better off if he went to wherever he was, dropped off those guns, and then had a conversation with the police.
I would say that's a better choice. Third choice would be to not conversate with the police at all.
Converse.
Don't they say conversate down south?
In prison.
Conversate.
No,
it's part of the vernacular.
Democracy rules here.
Oh, God.
Here? Something.
No.
Conversate with us. 1-855-453.
It'd be best to not talk to the police. Location. Yeah. Ignore the call. You know, let him go to voicemail. You can then listen without you feeling obligated to. And then, of course, you can respond if you feel like you have to, because maybe they're at Mom's house or something. Maybe that's why he did it. Maybe that's why he went
holding mother hostage.
Yeah, he was worried about his mom, which would be a legitimate concern. But, you know
the other thing is that unless he had a Bluetooth in, he probably had to break New Jersey law to pick up that call if he was driving.
That's probably true. So there you go, Nathan. Hope that helped. Thanks for the heads up on that situation. I actually hadn't heard about that case yet.
Nor had I.
Brian Aitken. All right, our toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. You are welcome to share your thoughts. I mean, it's tempting when the police reach out, they want to talk to you about something. I got into some hot water because I let the police talk to me out in front of my house and ultimately ended up getting arrested.
Yeah, but we would discuss that at the time, and you did ask the police sort of after that if it would have really made a difference as far as your arrest.
And he said no.
Yeah, speaking to them or not, that basically they didn't get enough information. They didn't get useful information from you anyway, so...
Well, but you can sort of control the circumstances of the way you get taken into custody. So in this particular instance, would he have ultimately had to have that contact with law enforcement? Yes, but if he had gone to his new residence and put his guns away and then had a conversation with law enforcement, we're not having this conversation.
Right. Yeah.
He was not charged with anything for the incident that led to the search, right? They
Correct.
Just decided to search his car, and then they were like, now we got your guns, pal, and they put him through hell for it.
It's the rare circumstance when you have not called the police to help you that speaking to them is going to be beneficial.
I agree. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Google getting ready to supposedly implement, maybe at some point, a plan to check your facts on your website. And if those are determined to be false, bad things might happen.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.